We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
News team, assemble!
All right, it's Jay Stu. I'm here with Wonder Librarian.
Hi, I'm not eating a cookie now, but I have a rainbow face.
You're freshly face painted.
Yeah, I got stars in my eyes.
Very funny. Like you'll see the pictures on the page.
I just realized the Star Wars star face. I didn't even realize I was doing a theme.
Very cool. So we're here at the 5th annual Jace Wars fundraiser. I'm always happy to be here. This is your second.
Yep, I really like this event. It's very, very adorable. It's a good vibe here. Very good cause. Amazing raffle prizes, face painting, lots of fun. So it's just a nice little event.
Definitely. And we're happy to be here with our buddy, Amazon Princess. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Not too bad. First of all, I want to ask you, how did you get involved with the fine folks at Jace Wars?
Oh, I met Aaron from Jace Wars a couple years ago while visiting Ronald McDonald House with some of the Comicore group. And he was there as his character, Vader.
Yeah.
And we had a great time meeting him. And then I heard all about Jace Wars and got involved that way by just following them on the page. And I always wanted to attend an actual event. So I'm really happy to be here today.
Yeah, it's great to see you. It was funny. We started out around the same time as the fundraiser. And we were about a month or so in, and someone came up to me and said, "We got a table at Jace Wars." I'm like, "Cool. What's that?"
Oh, really?
And then I immediately got introduced to Aaron, and he's been a great guy to support all these years.
Yes, he's a great guy.
For a little segue here, so we were having a conversation beforehand about the Wonder Woman movie, so not that we're going to do spoilers, but I just want to know, since you love Wonder Woman so much, how you felt about the movie.
I absolutely loved it. I'm ready to see it again and again. I highly recommend anyone seeing it. It was really well done, and it brought the character true to life. I mean, she is Wonder Woman. If you watch it, you'll understand, and go see it.
Well, I'm going to see it next Tuesday, and I'm excited because I'll be seeing you at the next toy show.
Yes.
Then we can talk spoilers.
We can.
Yeah.
We can.
You can be in the know at that point, and your mind can be blown, too.
I'm very excited to see it. Like, she was awesome in Batman versus Superman,
All I can say is she lives up to that hype, for sure. And she, like, my heart was soaring. And that doesn't happen that often for me in movies.
Oh, that's cool.
And all I can say is the trench part, you're going to lose your mind. So just think about that.
Yeah. I will probably cry. I'm a good crier at movies.
Yeah.
So.
You may.
I got to tell you, and I've talked to you about this on Facebook, it's been awesome getting to know you because you have such a wonderful outlook on life, and always puts me in a good mood every day when I see your statuses.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate that kind of an attitude on life.
Oh, you're welcome. It's the only way I live, so...
Good.
I wake up every morning and I try to live get through my day in a positive note. So it helps me get through the day anyways. But staying positive is the best way for me.
Well, because of you, I've been trying to cut down on all the stress in my life. So
oh, really?
I appreciate that.
Oh, well, thank you.
You really are a hero.
An inspiration, I would say.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool. Now, I know you do the charity work with the hospital visits. Do you have a lot more of those coming up?
I actually have an event tomorrow in Guelph. It's for the Kids Ability. It's at the Exhibition Park tomorrow. And I'll be there at 8 a.m. till 12. And then I have a hospital visit coming up in Oakville, which is part of the Comicore visits that we do. And after that, I'm not sure.
But it must really make the
it's
kids
getting busy,
smile.
Though.
Yeah, you must really make the kids' day when you guys go to those.
We love doing it. It's all about the smile and seeing the kids, you know, feeling good. And it makes us feel good as well when we do it. So.
I have a question about the costume. Did you make the costume? Or?
I did not make my costume. Okay. I actually had... this costume was, I guess, well thought of. It was a vision I had, and I had two different companies put it together. I had a blacksmith put all the armor together, and I had a husband and wife team do all the leather work for me.
Okay.
And it was just interesting to see it all come together, and they all had the same vision I did. I was drawn more to the Amazon warrior look,
yeah,
as opposed to Linda Carter, as much as I love Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, but I always envisioned myself as being Amazon warrior,
yeah,
you know, like the Amazon princess Wonder Woman. That's why I chose that name.
Yeah.
So, and I'm happy with the way it turned out. I know that there's been some additions here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I keep getting asked that same question of, you know, are you going to change it up to look like more like the Gal Gadot version in the movie? But
yeah,
I don't think so. I think I'm going to stick with my own unique look and just add to it.
I've always, because I've seen you in different things, pictures and whatnot, and I've always thought, like, wow, that is one awesome Wonder Woman costume.
Well, thank you.
So, yeah, so you've done a great job.
Thank you.
Really big debate with yourself on whether to wear it to the movie or not?
I didn't, actually.
Right.
It wasn't a big debate. I thought about going to, like, a premiere and just not watching the movie, but being there as Wonder Woman. That I would do. Sitting in the costume for over 2 hours, I don't think I could probably do it, but it wouldn't be very comfortable.
Right.
I really want to enjoy the movie, and I'm glad I didn't go in costume. But, you know, if I ever have to go to another viewing of it,
yeah,
I would gladly sit in it. But, no, I was happy without it. So.
Cool. Well, appreciate the time that you took with us again today, and it's been awesome getting to know you on Facebook and whatnot, and it was great seeing you out here supporting the cause.
Thank you. Glad to be here and seeing you again.
Yeah, and I look forward to spoilers next time I talk to you.
Oh, wonderful. Me too.
Right. You're going to get some.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.